Donald Trump demands Democrats immediately stop weaponizing the justice system in RNC speech. By Bradley J. on July 18, 2024. Former President Donald Trump called for an end to the weaponized lawfare against him in a stirring Thursday Republican National Convention address in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as he formally accepted the Republican Party nomination for president. Without mentioning President Joe Biden by name, Trump declared that Democrats must demonstrate that their calls for unity are sincere by ending the numerous legal battles waged against him in jurisdictions across the nation. "This election should be about the issues facing our country and how to make America successful, safe, free, and great again," Trump told a packed House. "In an age when our politics too often divide us, now is the time to remember that we are all fellow citizens. We are one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." Trump then turned directly to the numerous legal assaults against him. "We must not criminalize dissent or demonize political disagreement, which is what's been happening in our country lately at a level that nobody has ever seen before," he said. "In that spirit, the Democrat Party should immediately stop weaponizing the justice system and labeling their political opponent as an enemy of democracy, especially since that is not true." He continued, "In fact, I am the one saving democracy for the people of our country." Trump discussed Monday's ruling from Judge Aileen Cannon that Special Counsel Jack Smith's appointment by U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland was unconstitutional. Cannon's ruling put an end to Smith's case against Trump for retention of classified documents and may have critically damaged Smith's prosecution of Trump for alleged election interference, as well, as Breitbart reported. With that case gone, the legal campaign against Trump, Lawfare, looks decidedly shaky. Trump was convicted in Manhattan of falsifying business records, but many observers regard the prosecution as unlawful and the judges biased, suggesting an appeal is likely to succeed. "Very big news, as you probably just read," Trump said. On Monday, a major ruling was handed down from a highly respected federal judge in Florida, Aileen Cannon, finding that the prosecutor in the fake documents case against me were totally unconstitutional, and the entire case was thrown out of court. Trump contrasted Democrats' calls for unity with their lawfare against him, again calling for them to end their crusade against him. "If Democrats want to unify our country," he said, "they should drop these partisan witch hunts, which I had been going through for approximately 8 years. And they should do that without delay and allow an election to proceed that is worthy of our people. We're going to win it anyway." Trump later called out former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, for issuing subpoenas to his son Eric Trump and, presumably, the Trump Organization, which Eric runs. "They went through so much trouble," Trump told the crowd. "They got subpoenaed more than any people probably in the history of the United States. Every week, they get another subpoena from the Democrats. Crazy Nancy Pelosi, the whole thing just boom, boom, boom." He continued, "They've got to stop that because they're destroying our country. We have to work on making America great again, not on beating people. And we won. We beat them all. We beat them on the impeachments, we beat them on indictments. We beat them, but the time that you have to spend, the time that you have to spend, if they would devote that genius to helping our country, we'd have a much stronger and better country." Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.